Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Miss P, and let's give like a big warm and love and hugs and everything above to Miss Lyrics. How you doing today?
Hi, kind of nervous. I don't know why. It's annoying. It's like I'm jittery.
Oh, like, man, you're a pro.
I'm so pumped to be. I'm like trying to shake it off.
Yeah, don't pay her no mind, guys. She's a pro. She's trying to pull a wool over your eyes today.
Yes, ma'am. That's my intention.
Yes. So today we're going to be interviewing John McMahon. We're also going to be talking to Diva J, where Diva got the J. And then also Diva is going to be taking over the locker room for a little bit because Out the Dude is actually going to be out for a few weeks and won't be returning to January 6th. So, Diva's going to just run down everything for us, and, you know, it should still be all good and, you know, still effective. So, for all those who want to call in to talk to Miss Lyrics, John, and I, or even Miss Diva J, even, you know, about sports or whatever, then just give us a call in at 818-495-6975, and we'll be live. So, Miss Lyrics, we're going to just say thank you for, you know, having this segment on the Intune Show, Sunday's Praise with Lyrics. So this is our first segment. So tell us a little bit about what you know, it is for our listeners to expect on Sunday's Praise with Lyrics.
Well, I'm actually hoping to bring gospel music to the forefront. I know that on mainstream music, we don't really get to listen to gospel music a lot. And so I'm trying to bring to the forefront, you know, gospel music and artists that are behind it and just put God in the forefront of everything in that genre. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of the times, you know, those people fall by the wayside and they're trying to inspire us and motivate us to, you know, get up and praise God when we, you know, when we're at our best and when we're at our worst. So I really hope to inspire with music like it inspires me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's wonderful that you even wanted to implement that onto the show because, you know, like you said, again, we get so caught up, even myself, you know, about the hip-hop and reggae and every other genre out there that we lose hindsight of gospel, which is also just as beautiful and more powerful because it's really talking about something of substance. So I thank you again for, you know, bringing that to the forefront, and I'm sure that it'll get only better from here. So let's talk a little bit about John McMahon. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, from what I understand, he was originally an R&B artist, and he was trying to he was doing that for a little bit, and then he stated that God called him to the ministry, you know, to be a preacher and a teacher and spread the gospel around to kind of motivate those who need God's word more than ever. And he's speaking to a new generation. He's blending the R&B with the gospel, trying to bring people who are more in tune with gospel to the R&B side, and those who are really feeling the R&B to the gospel side, you know, to work for God's glory. So his main goal is to spread the word, spread the gospel, and make it enjoyable for everyone to listen to.
Absolutely. So this is, like, so exciting because, you know what, Honestly Lyrics, before Sunday's Praise with Lyrics was even implemented, you know, this wonderful, wonderful artist named DeShante Tyler, he actually, introduced me to Mr. McMahon. And for the longest, we've been playing tag back and forth, back and forth. And then it finally came to me. The reason why it was such a delay was because he was supposed to be interviewed by you, not me. Because, well, you know what I mean, how God works in this way? Because it was like this was already, like, happening, and I didn't even realize it was happening. So when you came with this segment, and then he and I, you know, he just clicked in my head, and I was like, oh, my God, let me go find him and talk to him because this is where he's going to be. He's going to be with Lyrics, and it's all going to work out. It's all going to be okay. So he was happy either way to be on the show, but it was just a blessing to see that he was still interested after all the back and forth with him and I, trying to lock it in, that he's willing and he's going to be tuned in a second. So before he comes on, I thought it would be an excellent idea to get our listeners who are now in tuned an idea of, you know, where he's coming from. So I have the two tracks, Come On and Praise Him, and I also have All My Life. Which one should we play for Lyrics?
I really, really, really like All My Life.
Okay, here we go. I'm sorry? Go ahead, baby.
No, I was just saying that's a beautiful track, so.
Absolutely. So here we go, All My Life by John McMahon.
By faith in you, I see. see another day. And thank you for grace you've given free. And most of all, you gave me victory.
A beautiful
song. Yes, absolutely.
I'm like, geez. You know, and I love how he has his little spin of, you know, R&B in it.
Right. And that was my favorite aspect of his music as well, because I'm really, really big on R&B music. I really, really think that it's a dying art. And so to see someone trying to implement both, you know, praise God as well as, you know, with the R&B sound. I really, really, really enjoy that.
Yeah, definitely. So, Mr. McMahon, we're waiting on you. And the dial-in number, it's 818-495-6975, and you will be live. Yeah, so you definitely have a good point about that lyrics. And I was just like, I'm not going to say a little bit surprised, but let's just, you know, I'm going to have to keep it like a little bit real, okay? The reason why I think I was a little surprised was because of, you know, his background, you know,
mm-hmm.
like his culture, for those
yeah,
who have yet to see who he is. And I was just like, oh, my God. But the amazing thing about it is the same thing that they say about John B. For those who are in tune with John B., you know, the singer, the R&B singer.
Right.
You know, he said that to me when I met him. He said, you know what? Everybody thinks that when they don't see me, they think that I'm black because of the way I sound. You know, it's the same thing that they could say about, you know, gosh, I can't even think of this guy's name. But the point being is that he just has such an amazing voice. And not to say that, you know, people of other cultures don't have amazing voices. Don't get me wrong. Look at Tina Marie.
Right, exactly.
You know, and so many other ones. For the longest, I thought Tina Marie was a black woman.
I grew up thinking she was black. I was like, yeah, I remember the first time I seen Star Child, I was like, oh, they made her look really, really pale with those clouds. And then my mom was like, no, that's her natural color. And I'm like, you're lying. That's not. Not for real. But yeah.
You know? So, I mean, there's no disrespect to anyone, you know,
right.
at all, whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm actually from a biracial household, but it's just funny how, you know, just looking at people, it just goes to say that you never can tell what's what.
Yep.
Period.
That's right.
So that's the beauty of diversity. That's the beauty of beautifulness of just like being individuals and just having like a different flavor to add to the pot. So, yeah.
And that's the beauty of music as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
the way that music can cross boundaries and cultures and kind of ingrain itself in people to the point where, you know, it's not just this type of person sings this type of song anymore. It's more
mm-hmm.
of like, you know, everyone is entitled to sing these type of songs, you know, if this is how they feel, if this is what moves them, you know. So it says a lot about how music crosses boundaries.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's teaching me. Every day I'm learning something different about music. That's enhancing
yeah.
my, you know, my train of thought about what I viewed as being music or what I thought music really was about. And it's a blessing in itself mm-hmm. to just be able to be around a bunch of diversity and just people who deliberate, you know, the way they do through their music, through their expression, you know, music. Because I'm telling
right.
you, if it wasn't like R&B or rap or reggae, those are the only three genres I ever knew. Existed. I didn't know about nothing else. And I'm like, oh, heavy metal and techno and country? Like, what do you mean? Well, at least did they just come out with that? Like, no. So,
and
yeah.
I started out listening to everything. So So all of that is ingrained in me. And I think I'm a little bit different from my family because, you know, my family is, you know, ground in gospel and R&B and soul music. But for me, it's always been about expression and, you know, the words that come through whenever someone is singing and the way they feel a song. It's not just about, you know, is this country, is this rock, is this, you know, R&B, whatever. It's mm-hmm. always been about music for me. So I've always listened to all genres of music.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And that's why you're so amazing at what you do.
Thank you. That's sweet.
Aww, no, I'm not trying to say that because we're live. I'm Aww. Telling you the truth. I think that you're amazing. That's why I was super, super hyped when you was like, yes, I'll do it. And I'm just like, who else better? And Kay Bookman said the same thing. Like, who else better, you know, to do the music aspect of it but lyrics, you know? And I just was like, you know what, that's it. I'm sold. And, you know, as long as you're, you know, willing, I'm just for it. But it's amazing how, you know, growing up, you wouldn't have thought that that would be part of your journey, you know, just enjoying music was just enjoying music.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, I'm able to distinguish what's good and not good with music.
Yeah,
that's hot to me.
Yeah,
it
and
is.
While we're waiting to, I want to say to everybody that's sending music to me, I am getting to you. I promise. I will do everything in my power to make sure you have a response from me. I do apologize for the delay. I'm getting, like, tons of music every day. And I really appreciate you guys taking the time to send me the music so that we can put it on the station. And also, there is a letter that I send back that you guys may want to read and send back the information that we need so we can get you on air because I would love nothing more than support you in your endeavor. I'm all for people who have dreams, especially when it comes to music. It's really hard to get out there and do what you love and make it successful or be successful in this industry. So I'm all for those who are trying to get out there and do that. And I really do apologize for anyone that is sending me music multiple times and I'm not getting to it. I promise you I'm getting to you.
Thank you for that. Thank you. But, you know, as Lyric said, there is a lot of that is implemented on, you know, your request that needs to be done. And so far only received one. So the sooner people, you know, take that in consideration as well as you want Lyrics to be considerate of the fact that you're sending your music, you have to also remember that, you know, there's steps in between of getting your stuff done. And people do have lives outside of, you know, the Intune show. So we have to be mindful that, you know, people have lives as they do,
yeah.
You know. So she will get to you guys. Okay, so I think we have Mr. McMahon on the line. So we're going to bring him right on. Lyrics, this is your interview. So I'm going to let you take it away. This is your segment. So this is all about you. Miss P will say nothing. So Liz is running right on. Mr. McMahon, is that you?
Yes, this is me.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you very well. I just want to introduce you to Lyrics. This is her segment. It's called Sunday's Praise with Lyrics. And I invited you on today, Mr. McMahon, because I thought that it would be ideal because this is the gospel segment
right.
of the Intune show. So Lyrics, this is her segment, so she's going to be interviewing you. And when she's done, I'll probably ask a few questions and, you know, then we'll close from there. Is that cool?
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so Lyrics, take it away.
Hi, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to give us a call and let me interview you and pick your brain a little bit.
Okay, definitely.
I just wanted to say that first off. So how was your Sunday, first of all?
It's busy. I'm actually in the car right now going home.
I figured as much.
Yeah, we had service this morning. We didn't get out until a little bit later, so yeah, I've had a good Sunday so far, though.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so I'm going to start from the beginning, before all of the music, before everything. Where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in Richmond, Indiana, but I was raised in Kentucky because my dad is a pastor, and he kind of moved around, and so I was raised in Kentucky where he took a church.
Okay, so it was ingrained in you in early age, you know, the whole gospel and the word of God and everything like that. You grew up like that.
Right, yeah. Well, I didn't grow up listening to a whole lot of gospel music other than, like, you know, hymns and stuff that they sang at church or that we sang at church. You know, I did listen to some contemporary gospel, but not very much. I mean, I wasn't one of the kids that, you know, my mom and dad made me do, you know, made me listen to what they listened to and stuff like that. They kind of let me find my own way.
Right. So what, were you singing in the choir at all at your church, at your dad's church?
Yeah, my first experience in singing publicly was probably about 5 years old in choir.
Okay. And is that what led you to know that that was your calling, to be a singer? Is that where it all started?
I guess that's probably where it started. When I was younger, even really up until I was probably about 18 years old, I was scared to sing in front of people. And so I had to actually make myself, whenever I started doing, I began doing R&B and hip hop music because I went away from my roots, from the, you know, gospel and everything. So I went away from that, and I was doing R&B and hip hop. And at the time, hold on 1 second, let me get out of this car.
Okay.
At the time, you know, I really wasn't thinking about gospel music, but whenever the Lord kind of renewed my faith, that's when I began back into the gospel music and everything, and I had to make myself sing in front of people in order to get comfortable, you know, doing it, because I knew that this was what God had for me to do, but I was so scared, and I had a lot of anxiety to get in front of people. But you know, after getting in front of people and making myself do it, then it was okay.
So you pretty much motivated yourself. You didn't have any outside influences telling you, hey, yeah, you could really blow. You know, you really should try to pursue this as a career.
Well, in the beginning, I didn't really have any outside influences because, you know, when you're kind of anxious about stuff, you don't necessarily do your best.
Yeah.
And so, you know, nobody really knew I could sing the way that I could sing until one day I was in the Marine Corps, and one day I was walking down the hallway and I was singing, you know, just kind of freely, and somebody heard me, and they were like, whoa, you know, we have a group, and they got me in the group and everything, and we sang together, and that was kind of how it all started, and then I went solo after that.
Wow. So what was the name of the group?
Oh, man. It was called the My Side. It was called... Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was called My Side. Yep. And actually, we sang and we rapped. You know, we were one of the first groups that were singing and rapping, you know, and not long after we came out, because we actually got a lot of opportunities to open up a concert for, like, some major artists.
Mm-hmm.
On bass. And so,
wow.
After we opened up a concert for Black and, you know, Montel Jordan back in, you know, this was back in the day when Montel Jordan was hot, you know.
Right.
And so,
like late 90s, I remember that time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So when all of that was going down, you know, we were getting a lot of opportunities to sing in front of people and stuff. And then not long after we did our thing, then Ashanti and Ja Rule came up with that song, you know, that I don't remember what the name of the song was, but where they were actually, where he was
always
rapping and she
top.
Was singing.
Yeah, I want to say it's always, I want to say it was always on time. I'm not
yeah,
really
something
sure.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
okay.
I, for some reason, in my heart, I feel like we started that.
You invented that whole concept, huh? It just
yeah.
It just, okay. Well, who is your inspiration in R&B and in gospel music? Like, do you have any inspirations in gospel music at all?
Yeah. Well, now that I'm in gospel music, I do. I love Smokey Norful. And,
I said yes. That's, yeah, I love him too.
Yeah, I love to listen to Smokey Norful. And I listen to Jay Moss, Brian Courtney Wilson, Jonathan Nelson. You know, I listen to a lot of, like, I listen to Lecrae and Flame and different ones too. You know, now, but I actually learned how to sing listening to Boyz II Men.
Mm.
So.
Wanye.
Yeah.
He has the runs for days. So.
Right.
That's something
right.
You can do, the runs in your songs. You got that from him?
Well, actually, I just think that the runs just kind of come with development. I love runs. I mean, you know, whenever you can place them in the right places and stuff, I mean, it's hot. It's nice.
So when did you start making the transition from R&B to gospel music as far as, you know, wanting to praise and do praise and worship? Like, at what age and what made you decide that that's something that you wanted to do at that point?
Well, it was in 2004 that the Lord really changed me because a friend of mine, I used to run, after I got out of the Marine Corps, then, you know, because we were so, you know, everything had to be a certain way in the Marine Corps. We had to do, wake up at a certain time and go to lunch at a certain time and, you know, do everything at a certain time. So when I got out of the Marine Corps, then I just kind of went wild, you know, and I ran the streets real hard. And then that's when I started doing the R&B and hip hop, you know, solo. And then God, you know, he intervened in my life because my best friend got shot.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, it was kind of like I was the only, you know, not trying to be funny, but I was the only white guy that hung out with the people I hung out with. And, you know, I went into the underground clubs and, you know, how it is. And so I felt like I was a target after he got shot. You know, the boys were going after that crew, you know, and then so I felt like I was a target. And I said, Lord, you know, if you can get me out of this and you can show me your truth, Then I promise you, I'll never turn my back on you again.
Wow.
And so that's what happened.
Wow. Sometimes it does take that, doesn't it? That
yeah.
For a wake-up call.
Definitely.
Yeah. Was it difficult in the beginning, like when you decided that you wanted to live your life for God? And, you know, I know when you're doing R&B, it's like you could pretty much say whatever you want when it comes to R&B. There's no
right.
boundary. There's no, you know, nothing holds you back. Whereas in gospel, you're speaking about the word and you're speaking in truth.
Right.
So was it difficult when you made that transition?
No, because the reason why is because, you know, when God saves a person, when he really saves you, I'm not talking about the play stuff that
right.
people say they're
okay.
saved and they're not really saved. But you know, I'm talking about when God really saves you from you.
Changes you from inside out, yeah.
Yeah, he changes you and he takes the taste of everything that's worldly out of you, you know, and he kind of like, it's kind of like he just renews your mind and he remakes you into what he would have you to be. And so when that happened to me, I actually quit doing music for 2 years.
Wow.
And I just asked the Lord, I said, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And so it wasn't until about 2 years later in 2006 when God started waking me up in the middle of the night and, you know, giving me songs. And so then I started to go back into the studio and record again. And in 2010, then I released my first gospel album. So.
So you're also a preacher, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I am.
So you have your own services and your own congregation and everything?
Oh no, I'm more of an evangelist. I actually have a pastor, and you know, I go out and do a lot of evangelism, probably more singing than preaching, but the Lord actually spoke to me back in 2009. I was working for the post office at the time, and the Lord spoke to me while I was riding in my mail truck and told me, take the city. And I said, Lord, I don't quite understand that. And long story short, you know, the Lord basically told me that to love, you know, the first commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And likened to this, to love your neighbor as yourself. And so the Lord told me, long story short, that, you know, I want you to take the city one neighbor at a time. I want you to spread the gospel and the love that I've given you one person at a time. You know, whether or not that's, you know, one-on-one or whether or not it's one on 10,000. I mean, you know, if I get the opportunity to get out in front of 10,000 people and spread the gospel that way, and they can share, because the Lord has anointed me to do this. And so whenever you're in my presence, you can feel the anointing of God because it's him, it's not me.
Right.
And so, you know, but that was what God commanded me to do. He commanded me to take the city because there's so many people that are hurting and they don't understand what to do next. They don't understand that, you know, that they just have to give it to the Lord. And you know, the Lord told me to praise him through my affliction. So
wow,
I won't
awesome.
Preach on you.
No, go ahead. Feel free. All for
oh,
that.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah, I don't want to talk too much.
That's fine with me. Go for it. That's
okay.
The whole purpose of doing
okay,
Sunday's
good.
Praise.
Awesome. Well, then basically the Lord told me to praise him through my affliction because, you know, the things that you're going through, talking to the listeners as well, the things that you're going through, it's not for you. I mean, you might, even though you're dealing with the things that you're dealing with, even though it's hard and you know, sometimes you can't see your way out, you know, you have a test so that you can have a testimony. And so once you're able to endure the test, then, you know, the Bible says in Hebrews that the testator must die in order for there to be a testimony. And so, you know, that's why Jesus Christ died for us, so that, you know, his blood was shed for us so that we could have life. And his, you know, we know that the word of God says that love covers the multitude of sin. Well, that's why the blood was shed, because that blood covers the multitude of sin. That sacrifice, Jesus Christ, you know, covers the multitude of sin. And so that's why the Bible says that, you know, in 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and charity, you know, those three things, the greatest of them is charity. The reason why it says that is because that love, if we can get the love of God in our hearts, and if we can really walk in the purpose that God has placed for us in our lives, then we can, not by necessarily speaking anything, but just by our actions, you know, just by the way that we are, just by our persona, our nature, we can change lives.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Wow. So when you say take the city, you're not saying like go door to door and preach the gospel to those who don't know. How are you taking the city?
Well, I have a different idea of what it means to do that. Because when you say going door to door, I don't think there's any problem with people that do that, that go door to door. But you know, the Bible says that if we study, that we're to study to show ourselves approved unto God, you know. And so if we study and we have the Word of God in us, then, you know, on your job, whenever you're on your break and, you know, or if you ever notice, a lot of times, even if you're just a positive person, you don't even have to be saved a lot of times. A lot of people will try to come up to you and tell you all about everything that they're dealing with. You know, and sometimes you might be like, whoa, you know, I don't quite understand why people are always coming to me.
Information.
I'm sorry?
I said, why are you telling me this? This is too much information. That's how I usually am, when people just come up to me and just unload.
Right,
like,
exactly. Well, the reason why that is because God has put it in you to minister to them. Now, whether or not you have it in you, that's on you. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so, see, a lot of times people will be like, well, you know, just like what you said, why are you coming to me?
Mm-hmm.
But see, you know, just because you don't, see, whenever we get into the will of God, we get into the destiny. But before our destiny, see, we were predestinated before the world began to be what we are. And so whatever, you know, is whatever God has destined for your life, it's been destined from the time the world began. Now, it's our job to seek God's face and ask God for His will to be done in our life, so that we can meet the ramifications, so that we can meet our destiny, you know, and so that we can walk down that straight and narrow path, so we can get there to our destiny. And so, you know, when people come up to you and they say, you know, and they just pour out everything about them, and you don't have anything to say, that's because you're not in the will of God. But I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about the people in general.
I understand.
Right. But whenever you get into the will of God and you seek God's face for your life, then you know, Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we can't hear without a preacher, and a preacher can't preach unless he's sent by God. So, you know, once you hear the preached word of God, then that builds up your faith. And once your faith is built up, then that's going to encourage you to get into the word of God to study. And once you're studying and you get that word in you, then when people come to you and they say, you know, my mama died and I don't know what to do, or, you know, or I just found out that my best friend has an STD or AIDS or, you know, something, you know, it's just tragedy, you know, things that you can't explain. God will give you a word if you have that word in you, and he'll give you something to encourage them. It might not be much. I mean, because sometimes the best medicine is just to listen. But
right.
Sometimes the Lord will give you a word to tell a person, and it will bring them out of what they're dealing with.
Wow. That's an awesome message, and that was very well delivered. I completely agree with you on that. Now, as far as your music is concerned, where can everyone who is under the sound of my voice find your music?
Well, my music is online pretty much everywhere, online digital distribution, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. It's pretty much everywhere online. But my website is www.justamanministries.com. And you can actually go to my website and buy the music. You can buy hard copies of the music there. You can buy hard copies of the music on CD Baby and on Amazon.
Okay. And for the Just a Man album, is this your first album or is this the second
album? It's the Just a Man remix album. It's the second album. The first album was just a man, and it wasn't done professionally enough. It wasn't done well enough, I didn't think, and so I remixed it.
Okay.
I went back in the studio and remixed it. So.
Awesome. Okay. Ms. P, do you have any questions?
Well, I think that pretty much everything that I wanted to ask has been answered. Period.
Okay.
You know, I think that you're awesome. And anytime you want to follow up with us and, you know, even guest hosts, you're welcome to come back on the show at any time.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I would love to do that.
Yeah, even on our Teens in Tune segment, you know, give our teens some, you know, motivation and inspiration and things of that nature. I mean, whatever you wanted to do, we're family. That's what I'm letting you know.
Okay. Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So we played your track All My Life, and now we're going to play Come On and Praise Him. So thank you so much, Mr. McMahon, for coming on and, you know, making this such a beautiful and inspiring moment for us all that's tuned in.
Okay, cool. Can I say one thing real quick?
Sure. Of course you can.
Okay. If anybody – have you given the booking information or anything?
No, I was going to run through all of that, but if you would like to take that, then you definitely can. Because I have your website and everything up, and, you know, I was going to talk a little bit about that and everything as well. So if you definitely want to go ahead and let our listeners know, please do so.
Okay. Well, if you've got the information in front of you, then I'll let you just run the track.
I definitely do. You know, I'm looking
right
at that great smile right now. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. 1 Peter 5:6. Definitely. I have it all right here, ready to tell our listeners to always stay in tune with you.
Okay, cool. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
He's
you.
So awesome. Yeah, such an awesome, awesome spirit. Love it. The energy. I was just like, oh, my God, you know, I have nothing to say.
Say what
right.
you need. Someone
was
needs to hear right now.
Yes. Absolutely. Such a beautiful experience. Lyrics, is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with before I play the next track and run down Mr. McMahon and everything?
I just want to say, you know, keep sending me music. And please, if you're a gospel artist, I am looking to get your music played on the show. So please continue to send your submissions. I want to say thank you to Mr. McMahon for talking to me. It was a pleasure to speak with you today. And anyone who it was touched by this, hit me up. Send me a message on Twitter. I'm at LyricalQT. And you can also send me an email at music@theintuneshow.com.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Lois, once again, for implementing this segment on the Into Show. It's beautiful and inspiring, and I can't wait till the next show. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, baby.
Yes, so that was the beautiful Miss Lyrics, again, our music coordinator. You can definitely send her your submissions at music@theintuneshow.com. You can also check her out on Twitter at LyricalQT. Tweet her as much as I tweet her to death. Tweet her along with me. Let's give her a headache. No, I'm just kidding. Don't give her a headache. Also, once again, and I will reiterate this at the end of the show, you can go to www.justamanministries.com. For all those who didn't get that, I'll spell it out to you. That's www.justamanministries.com. You can definitely log on to the website. It's very interactive. He has his YouTube link. He has Twitter. He has Facebook, excuse me. You can tweet him, join the conversation, follow him on Twitter, which I'm about to do. There's also a variety of pictures. There's a shop on there that you guys can go on and buy all of your merchandise. As he said, Just the Man Remix, you can get his hard copy right there. He takes all major credit cards, excuse me. Definitely jump on that, which Ms. P is going to do, but I'm going to hit him up because I want a signed copy. You know that I'm spoiled for all those who tuned into the show all the time. You know that I want one. So, Mr. McMahon, if you're still on the line, we have to work that out. I'll pay for it, but I would love one that is signed by you. Also, for booking information, you could definitely click on booking info. You can fill out the information below on all of the links and, you know, put everything in there and fill it out correctly. One thing I'm learning is when I'm trying to do certain things like that, when I mess it up, it messes up everything. So read all the questions carefully and then press submit. Okay, so also on the site, you can also purchase his MP3 albums. There's a whole wide variety of music that you can listen to and download MP3 formatted for the price of 99 cents from CD Baby. So definitely check him out and stay in tune. Again, that website is www.justamansministry.com. Beautiful individual, awesome, awesome singer. Love his energy and so grateful and blessed to have, you know, got the opportunity to finally connect with him. Also, I want to point out to you guys that there's a guest book, so take the time to sign it. You can also view his videos, check out his bio, his calendar, and you can also donate. In the meantime, and around time, before Diva J comes up with Diva Got the J, let's definitely tune into his next track, which is called Come On and Praise Him. Tune in.
Unacceptable unto God, gotta be holy. Oh, wretched man, who shall deliver me? When I would do good, evil is present with me, with me. Jesus Christ, he died to deliver me. So I stand in liberty where he made me free. I love to praise the Lord. For me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank the Lord. I said I thank him for saving me. Oh, tell me what you know about Jesus. Well, it's more than all right to me. The only begotten son, first and last of my family tree. When you feel the hope is lost, look to Jesus and believe. Follow me as I follow Jesus. Come on and praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I got
gotta praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord with me. I love to praise the Lord. I gotta praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord with me. I love to praise the Lord. I gotta praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord with me. I love to praise the Lord. I gotta praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord with me. I'ma praise him at all times, continually, all my life. Can't stop just cause you're marking time, waiting for the preacher to pump you and prime you. Spinning your wheels, now stop. Spinning your wheels and drop to the deck, understanding first I must repent, gotta get right with Christ before time is spent.
Praise the Lord, I gotta praise the Lord. Come on and praise the Lord with me. I love to praise the Lord. I gotta praise the Lord.
Come on and
praise the Lord with me.
Yes, so that was another beautiful song. You can definitely see why we love Mr. McMahon so much. So definitely go to his website. Once again, the website is www.justamanministry.com and get that album today. Support, 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 okay? And also follow him on Twitter because I just did, so I'm excited. I didn't even know he was an actor, but again, when we follow up with him, we have much more to talk about, I'm sure. So big shout out again to Lyrics for the, you know, concept of Sunday Praise on the Intune Show, and much love and hugs to Mr. McMahon for being such an inspiration today. Coming up next, we have Diva J. So we're going to jump right into our segment. Again, Altitude will not be on today, and Diva J is just going to take it away due to things that divas do, and that's always be on point. So without further ado, let's bring on Diva J.
Diva's got the J for celebrity gossip. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the lovely Diva J.
Hello, and happy Sunday to everyone. I hope that everyone had a very blessed, safe, and wonderful Thanksgiving. So many things out here to be thankful for. So hopefully you didn't get lost on Black Friday, getting all the sales in, going out, getting all your shoes and your clothes and all the goodies of the Black Friday sales. So without further ado, Diva's got the J for the day. We're going to start it off with the retiring alert. Mr. Rapper Great himself, Lil Wayne, is planning to retire after releasing his next album entitled The Carter Five. The album is set to drop in 2013. He recently told MTV in an interview, "I've been rapping since I was 8 years old and now I'm 30, and I would like to do so many other things. And I'm looking for that it factor. And sometimes music is not that it factor." So, you know, I'm sure there'll be a big party, but I really don't think that Lil Wayne is going to go anywhere. I really think that Lil Wayne is going to stick around. I think that he may say that he's going to retire next year, and then he shows back up at the end of the year with a mixtape or something. You know, when you love something like he does, like music, you know, it's hard to really get away from that. But we do wish him the best of luck. Well, on Thanksgiving, while people were eating turkey and stuffing their face with macaroni and cheese and sweet potato pies, Halle Berry's fiance Oliver Martinez and her daughter's father, Gabriel Arbery, duped it out on Thanksgiving. Apparently, Mr. Oliver went out to the car to get Nala, and he kindly told Gabriel that him and Halle Berry should squash their beef and really, you know, learn how to be co-parents and, you know, stop making things a little bit difficult. Well, Gabriel got out of his car. He took a swing. Ultimately, it ended up with Gabriel being rushed to the hospital with broken ribs and an injury to the head and being arrested. Oliver was only treated for a broken hand. Arby was also issued with a protective order to stay 100 feet away from his daughter, Nala, Halle Berry, and Oliver. So hopefully all of these things will be, you know, come to a good conclusion later after everything kind of, like, dies down. Kamora Lee Simmons, Huzo, recently confirmed that her husband, Diamond, had recently separated after 3.5 years of marriage, but they will remain good co-parents to their child, Kenzo. We wish Kamora and Diamond much success on either behalf. Hopefully they'll get back together. They have a really cute little relationship, and their little son, Kenzo, is just a cute little thing. Nicki Minaj made a recent stop at the Breakfast Club for Power 105.1, and things got a little testy and a little hot when they began to question her about her role on American Idol and if she felt she was qualified to be a judge after only being in the industry for less than 5 years. And Nicki kind of took a little offense to that, even, you know, stating that when T-Boz went in on her a couple of weeks ago, stating that she's not even musically talented. She went in to say that she was very gifted, very talented, and if she wasn't gifted and talented, she wouldn't be a million-dollar singer, have over hundreds of millions of albums sold, perfume lines, and things like that. And she also went off when they asked her about her beef with R&B diva Mariah Carey, and she stated that there's nothing but love between the both of them and that the media blew their situation way out of proportion. Beyonce will become a new star, film star again. She will be starring in the upcoming 3D adventure film about a teenage girl who finds herself transported into a secret world full of magic. Beyonce will play Queen Tara in the movie called Epic. How many of you remember rapper Joe Budden from the hit song Pump It Up? No, pump it up. Well, he released several mixtapes over the past year, and now he's back to release a regular studio album. And he will also be in the new role of Season 3, Love and Hip Hop, that will take place in New York this time. He makes his reality TV debut with his current girlfriend and his baby mother. I can't wait for this show to come out. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see what's going to happen, how much drama is going to take place. I live for reality TV. I think it's absolutely awesome. Sad news to report, there will be no more Elmo. The voice of Elmo, Kevin Clash, has resigned from Sesame Street following allegations of child molestation. Another child had came forth this week after, you know, he kind of like silenced the accusations a little bit, and then afterwards he did end up resigning. So it'll be interesting to see what goes on with Elmo because, you know, I don't like when characters change voices. It just don't sound the same. So best of luck to him. I hope that everything comes out to be not true. The drama for Chad Johnson just does not seem to leave. It was recently reported that his baby mother demanded that he pay child support or he face jail time. After he failed to pay $5,250 on October 15th. That's a lot of money. I hope that's for more than one kid, because that's a lot of money. That's just for one child. Congratulations goes out to rock star Lenny Kravitz, who is slated to play R&B soul legend Marvin Gaye in a new movie tentatively titled Midnight Love. He will play the artist during the later years of his life that led up to his death, which resulted in a shooting of his father. And hopefully Lenny can, you know, play it. Apparently Terrence Howard and Will Smith were up for this role, and they gave it to Lenny Kravitz. So hopefully he can play it out. And last but not least, reality star Nene Leakes breaks her silence on why she split with her husband, Greg. A lot of people who watched Real Housewives of Atlanta thought that it was because he had made accusations that he had given her over $300,000 and the money and the fame went to her head, and he lied about all of that. Well, it was actually because he had wandering eyes, and he was trying to cheat on Nene, and she found out. So that is what caused their breakup, which ultimately ended up in their divorce. But now, according to Mimi, they are rekindling their love, and they are dating as a couple. So it's really interesting to see if they get remarried or what it is that they do, you know. I think Greg came back because Mimi did become a star. She became a million-dollar star. She's really rich. Like, she's not playing about that. She's really rich. She is now on the cover of Ebony magazine, draped in diamonds. So congratulations goes out to Miss Mimi. And get ready because sports is up next.
5-4 Lynn for the win! Got it!
You are now in tune to the locker room with DJ and Altitude.
Today is a sad day. I cannot argue with my co-host. And I really want to argue with my co-host. And I'm going to tell y'all why. And I hope that all of the listeners, y'all all hear this loud and clear. I made no qualms about this on Twitter yesterday. I was very, very pumped up on Twitter yesterday about this win. For all of you guys who do not know, me and Altitude are both fans of football, college football. His team happens to be the Michigan Wolverines. My team happens to be the great Ohio State Buckeyes. In the beginning of our season on our inaugural show, we both made a bet to each other. Whoever wins the game, we'd have to wear the other person's gear, whether it's a hat, a jersey, a shirt, whatever. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Diva reigns. The Ohio State Buckeyes beats the Michigan Wolverines. And my co-host can't even be here so he can hear me say this. But it's okay because I'm going to get him now. Watch me get the Twitter war going on Twitter when I see him. So congratulations goes out to the undefeated Ohio State Buckeyes yesterday on their awesome win against Michigan. We give great kudos to them because they deserve it. They had a very, very good season. And, you know, after all of the drama that took place between them last year with the cheating allegations and them being dropped from the Big Ten, coming back with the undefeated season was exactly what they needed. So kudos goes to them. Another kudos goes to Roll Tide Alabama. They beat Auburn University yesterday, 49-0. So I get to do a lot of gloating today, y'all. I miss my co-host, but that's okay. I hope he plays back the show so he can hear everything that I'm saying. Oh, let's not forget. We love the NFL as well. And last week, we made another bet because both of our NFL teams are playing today. I am a Bengals fan, and my co-host is a Raiders fan. And the Raiders and the Bengals are currently playing right now. And the last time I checked the sports scores, the Bengals were up and the Raiders were down. And I just cannot wait to see Altitude in his Bengals gear, in his Ohio State. I think it's going to transform him. I really think it's going to transform everything that he is doing. So let's get into it with the HBCU scores of the day. The HBCU season has officially ended, and the last game that took place was yesterday in New Orleans with the Bayou Classic. The Bayou Classic is a battle against Grambling State University and Southern University, which are both colleges, HBCU schools, not New Orleans, but Louisiana. And it was televised yesterday, and I was just through the roof. I graduated from an HBCU. I love HBCU camaraderie. I love the unity. I love everything about HBCUs. And the game yesterday, which is really, really, really awesome. The game resulted in Southern University winning 5 points ahead of Grambling State. The score was 38-33. The best part of the game was, of course, the halftime show, which was the Battle of the Bands, which was just awesome. I was just yelling at my TV. I was jamming with them. Both of the bands, they spelled Obama in their little dance and stuff. It was just really, really awesome. So congratulations goes out to Southern University and Grambling State University for the Bayou Classic, continuing that great tradition in HBCU sports.
We're going to get into some live HBU score, excuse me, some live NFL scores right now. Starting with the Bengals and the Raiders. The score is now 34-10, and there is 3 minutes and 39 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you guys see Altidude, make sure you ask him where his Bengals jersey, his hat is, as well as his Ohio State gear. He's just going to be all orange and gray and black, and it's just going to be so awesome. I just can't wait. I'm so excited. Chicago is doing a thing today against the Minnesota Vikings, 28-10. Cleveland, thank God, is beating Pittsburgh 20-14, which is really, really good because they're part of the Cincinnati Bengals division. So anytime somebody can lose in that division, especially Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I'm all for it. Thumbs up. Indiana Colts are beating the Buffalo Bills 20-13. The Jacksonville Jaguars are beating the Tennessee Titans 24-19. Denver's score is final with the win over KC, 17-9. Miami Dolphins with a win over Seattle, 24-21. Atlanta holds tight with their lead in their division, 24-23 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And scores that are on the way, games that are on the way are Baltimore and San Diego, Seattle and Arizona, New York Giants against Green Bay, New Orleans against San Francisco. Thursday scores from the Thanksgiving Day. We're going to start off with the best game of all. And I lived in the DMV. No one ever shuts up about Dallas and Washington. The Washington Redskins with RG3 took it home 38-31 against Dallas. Houston beat Detroit 34-31. New England took it to the Giants, 49-19, as well as the Monday score from the November 26th, which is going to be happening tomorrow against Carolina and Philadelphia. So we are just super excited about football. I absolutely love football. I'm glad that they don't have a lockout going on, and soon it will be postseason. So we'll be getting ready for those postseason games and leading up to Super Bowl. It's going to be really interesting to see who makes it to the Super Bowl this year. I don't think that anybody can really predict it because the season this year has been very unpredictable. It's shifted in a lot of different ways. A lot of teams that people thought were going to be on top did not end up being on top. It ended up being at the bottom. A lot of people are anticipating that Atlanta will be in the Super Bowl, but that's going to be really interesting because I don't think the Falcons are going to end up in the Super Bowl this year. But if they do, you know, kudos to them because they definitely deserve it with the scores and the way that they've been playing this season. Some NFL news to report. Despite injuries, wide receiver Julio Jones and linebacker Sean Witherspoon started in the Falcons game today against Tampa Bay. Jones was suffering from a sore right knee and Witherspoon was suffering from a sprained right ankle in the game against Philly 4 weeks ago. The game against the Bucs today resulted in, of course, another win for Atlanta. More injury news to report. Philadelphia quarterback Michael Vick and running back LeSean McCoy will not be playing in the game against the North Carolina Panthers due to a concussion. So because Philly has been going through so much this year and a lot of people are attributing that to Michael Vick and his arm this year, they're just attributing a lot of the fact, putting a lot of blame on him. And I think that with him not playing tomorrow, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens to his career if they win without him. And I think that that's going to be a changer for Philadelphia. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't result like that. And, you know, I don't think that any of this has to do with him in particular. I think that a lot of the losses come from the team not being unified. A lot of people are not planting their feet on the ground. They're not running their ball like they're supposed to. So, you know, hopefully they can really get everything together. And Philadelphia will keep Michael Vick. I think that Michael Vick really wants to play ball. I think that playing ball
he knows nothing like it. But the reality of the situation is Michael Vick has not been the same since the incident that happened to him a couple of years ago and after leaving the Atlanta Falcons. So hopefully he will be back, you know, even if it's not with the Philadelphia Eagles, hopefully he gets with a team that really respects him and, you know, he can really roll with. So hopefully, you know, he gets all of that stuff together and he will be back in the swing of things. Next, we're going to move to the NBA games of the week, and we're going to start with scores from Friday, November 23rd. We're going to start off with the Hawks and the Bobcats. The Hawks beat the Bobcats 101-91. The Orlando Magic beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 108-104. The Boston Celtics, whoop, they beat OKC 108-100. I'm so accustomed to saying this in my life. The Brooklyn Nets beat the LA Clippers 86-76. The Detroit Pistons beat the Raptors 91-90. The Spurs beat the Pacers 104-97. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Lakers 106-98. The Houston Rockets beat the Knicks 131-103. The Nuggets beat the Warriors 102-91. Utah Jazz beat the Sacramento Kings 104-102. The Phoenix Suns beat the Hornets 101-108. The Portland Trail Blazers beat the Timberwolves 103-95. Moving on to Saturday's game, the 76ers lost to the Thunder 116-109. The Bobcats beat the Wizards 108-106. The Hawks beat the Clippers 104-93. The Miami Heat beat the Cavaliers 110-108. The Lakers beat the Mavericks 115-89. The Bulls beat the Bucks 93-86. Jazz lost to the Kings 108-97. The Timberwolves lost to the Warriors 96-95. Six Sunday games will be taking place today. They're already, actually, one of them is already in process, and that is the Brooklyn Nets against the Trailblazers. The Trailblazers lead 50-46. Games that will be on the way are the 76ers and the Suns, the Boston Celtics and Magic, Hornets, and the Nuggets. The games that are done and finished are the Raptors and the Spurs. The Spurs beat the Raptors 101-106. The Pistons lost to the Knicks 121-100. And in the NBA news today, the Philadelphia 76ers declared that Andrew Bynum is out indefinitely. The former Laker player, Bynum, has two bone bruises on both knees and weakened cartilage. So, Lakers. I have so many issues with the Lakers in general, and I know that he is not a Laker player, but he's a former Laker player. And I highly believe that had the crew, everybody just stuck to where they were, they wouldn't be going through all of the changes that they go through. And the rest of the stories that I read in NBA News will basically spell everything out for you. There's trouble going on with the coaching style that has led the Lakers to issues with the squad. Paul Gasol stated that he needs more touches in the post to be able to perform at his normal 4-point all-star league normal level. So basically, he does not like the coaching style of the new coach, D'Antoni. And the coach has stated that in return that Gasol will have to adapt to his coaching system. So basically what's going on is the team wanted Jackson to come back. They play better under Jackson. They know Jackson's style. They mesh well with him. And with the changes that they've recently been going through with new members and a new coach, a lot of the players are not with the new coach. They don't deal with his new style because they figure, I play better over here, and I do better doing this. But the coach is saying, but this is my method, this is my ship, this is how I'm going to run it. And what I think is ultimately going to happen is I think that the team will ultimately say, you know, if they continue to lose or if they continue to go through more hardships, that it's going to be the coach's fault. The coach is going to get fired, and then they're going to bring in Phil Jackson. Which I don't think is the necessary issue that they have. The issue that they have is that they should have stayed where they were. The problem with the team is that they're spoiled, in a sense. The only team member who really isn't complaining right now is Kobe. I'm kind of anxious. I really want to know why, but, you know, only time will tell as to, you know, why he has been silent about the new coaching methods. I think he's just trying to hang around and see what's going on. But the other team member who is in agreement with Paul Gasol is Dwight Howard. They don't like his style. So, and then on top of that, there's more bad news for Paul Gasol. He recently admitted that he has been dealing with knee tendonitis, which has affected his ability to run faster on the court. So, if you can't run the court and you can't dunk a ball, so, I mean, the issue really isn't the coaching style, is the fact that you have an injury, you have medical issues right now that is actually prohibiting you from performing the sport well. It's not the coach at all. It's, you know, the fact that you have medical issues on top of the fact that you don't like the coaching style. Steve Nash, point guard for the Lakers, has fractured his left leg and has been out for the past 3 weeks and was set to return on November 27, 2012. It is doubtful that he will return as he cannot jog or participate in drills. So you have three key players. The locker room has a call. Caller, please state your name and where you're from.
My name is Rick Peters. I'm from Dayton, Ohio.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I just got back from the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Browns beat Pittsburgh.
Amen.
What a wonderful game and a great
feeling.
And
that is a great feeling.
Yeah, we did something that the Bengals didn't do. Well, we took care of for you, but
it's
I also want to know.
We just took care of the Raiders, so it's all good. We still have a better score.
Well,
we still have a better record than
they're
the Cleveland
Browns. The Raiders are bombs. They're not in our division. But I also want to know if your co-host is all right. Is your co-host all right?
The co-host is not here today.
Yesterday. Oh, he's not here. Oh, he's
no, he actually
from,
will not be here until January.
Oh, so he's kind of hurt behind that Michigan thing, right?
He should be.
You know, the Buckeyes kind of spanked that, you know, at the end of that
They did.
Day.
They did.
Yes,
very
did.
Hard.
Uh-huh. So
and we had me and him, we actually had a bet that if Michigan lost, he had to wear some Ohio State gear.
Yes, Cersei right. You know what I'm saying? Born and bred in Ohio, and he go blue. I think that serves him right.
It does.
Also, I want to give a shout out to our both of our high school teams, Trotwood and Marshall. Marshall lost the last game to get into the championship for high school football, and Trotwood will play for the championship in Division II, I believe.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm very familiar with Trotwood. We used to play them in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so you're kind of familiar with us then, right?
Of course, I'm from Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Yes, indeed. So that's all I wanted to holler about, and I'm feeling my oats, and I'm feeling all right.
You should be. I'm actually glad that y'all beat Pittsburgh. y'all standings is still at the bottom. But
yeah.
I'm glad I beat Pittsburgh.
But
because actually now we're tied with Pittsburgh.
Well, in our division now, we got two wins in division. Okay? We got two wins. Y'all have one win, right?
That's fine. But we're still tied with Pittsburgh. So we still have a shot at the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, you got a shot at the playoffs. That's pretty easy. You got a shot. But I think we won't be in the basement in the division.
You don't think so?
We played it one more time. No, not in the division. We
in
too,
the division,
we got
3-8.
No, in the division, we are, what, we are 2-3.
Okay.
2 wins
okay.
and 3 losses. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we kind of up in there. If we beat Pittsburgh again, we'd be in second place in the division. And we got them the last game of the year.
Yeah, we got Baltimore the last game.
Right. So y'all need to beat Baltimore to mess this stuff all up.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Okay. Well, you have a good day, and I'd like to thank you.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye. We always love when the callers call in to talk sports. And of course, we love when our producer relatives call in and give us their 2 cents, especially the Cleveland Brown lover of the crew, because we don't like the Cleveland. I don't like the Cleveland Brown because they're part of my division. So. Boo. Now, we're going to go back to the NBA news that I was going over about Mississippi Nash, point guard for the Lakers, who has fractured his leg 3 weeks ago, and he was set to return to the game November 27th, and is looking very doubtful as he is not able to participate in the drills or do any jogging on his leg. So, again, with the Lakers, they will not. I do not think that they will be playoff contenders this year. I don't think that they will see a finals game this year. And the way that things are looking for the Lakers right now with their injury list and all of the people who have gotten injured and who are prone to injury, such as Steve Nash, now with Paul Gasol, and with Dwight Howard, who is very prone to injuries, who is playing but has been having knee issues, is very unlikely that this whole little squad will remain a squad after next year. It just doesn't look good. As much as people were hoping that this team would be the sound-off team, it just doesn't look, you know, very promising for them. We're going to get into some final scores today, and I want everybody to hear me loud and clear. I want y'all to make sure y'all tweet my co-host, Mr. Out to Do, because the Bengals have beat the Oakland Raiders 34-10. So that means that his new Twitter avi, he needs to have on a jersey or a hat or something that has on the Bengals and Michigan for a full week. Make sure y'all tweet that out, all right? I'll definitely be looking for that. Cleveland has beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers 20-14. Chi-Town shut down Minnesota 28-10. Indiana shut down the Bills 20-13. Denver, Colorado beat KC 17-9. The games right now that are currently about to go into process at 4:25: San Francisco and New Orleans, Seattle and Arizona, Green Bay and the Giants will be taking place tonight at 8:20. So, more NFL news for you today. Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler returned to the game today against Minnesota after being inactive with a concussion. And thanks to him coming back, they definitely beat the Minnesota Vikings today, so kudos to him. In NBA news, the New York Knicks forward Rasheed Wallace will return to the court in a game against his former team, the Detroit Pistons, after sitting out for a sore left foot on Thursday's game. MLB news, which is the baseball news. I'm going to pronounce this wrong because it's Japanese, and I'm going to butcher it, so please forgive me, and I pray to God he's not listening. Hiroki Kuroda and the New York Yankees have agreed to a $15 million deal for a one-year contract. Now, when I heard this news, it really kind of made me feel like I need to go pick up a stick of wood and learn how to hit a ball. If you get $15 million for 1 year, that's just,
you don't need to play another sport or work again for the rest of your life if you know how to manage money correctly. You get what I'm saying? If you know how to hustle some money and you know what to do with that, get you some business, some solid investments, you don't need to play for another year in your life. You good. Make your money make more money for you. You get what I'm saying? You feel me? So congratulations to him, because that's definitely a deal. I really feel like I need to hit up a batting cage and revisit my softball days from high school and, you know, try to get some of that together, because, yeah, that's a lot. It's a whole lot. So in NHL news, the NHL has canceled games all the way through December 14th, which means that the lockout is still going on. I really feel for them right now because, I mean, even in this economy, I don't care who you are, what you're doing. When the NBA was in the lockout last season, they had members talking about they was going to go work for McDonald's. They had members who were like, you know what, forget the NBA. I'm not messing with y'all. I'm going to go across seas and I'm going to play ball. And players like Allen Iverson got messed up with that because when the NBA did come back around, the places where they were would not let them out of their contracts, and they were not able to return back to the NBA. So, you know, I really hope that people got their ducks in a row, their finances together, because it really don't look like the NHL is going to be back this season at all. Hopefully they'll be back in full swing next year, and we'll be able to see some hockey pucking going on, some sticks hitting some pucks against some ice and some people fighting and then having to go to the cage to sit out. Like, if you don't watch hockey, I don't know what's going on with you, because hockey is a very fun sport to watch. These dudes get the fighting, they get the arguing, and then they go to their little cage for their timeout, and then they come back to the game and start hitting pucks with ice again, you know, and then they fight again. It's very riveting, actually, very funny. It's really cold, so if you ever go to one of the games, just make sure you take, you know, your North Face jacket and your ski mask, because it's really, really cold in there. But on a brighter note, it's just a really, really fun game to watch. So in sad news today, the sports world, not just the boxing world, the sports world, is mourning the death of Mr. Hector Macho Camacho, who died yesterday. He was taken off of life support after being shot in the face on Tuesday in a club in his hometown of Puerto Rico. He was declared brain dead on Thursday and went to cardiac arrest on Saturday, when he was removed from life support. He was 50 years young. He was very flamboyant and very much the showman boxer, wearing flamboyant outfits, I mean, mocking his boxers, you know, his boxing opponents. His boxers was just crazy. Like, I remember seeing one picture where he had on his boxer, he had a big M across his pelvis, or he came out in this Indian outfit with, you know, the whole Indian garment on, and you know, I read where he had called one of his opponents a girl, and he sent her he sent the guy a pair of red lace underwear. So, you know, he was very, very flamboyant, and he was a very titled boxer, and, you know, he held a record of 79 wins, 6 losses, and 3 undecided wins. So, you know, we're praying for his family, praying for the boxing world in general. It was a very big loss. It was over on every headline you can imagine. So, you know, it was a whole lot going on. So we're going to definitely jump in right now to some NCAA scores. And we're going to start off with North Dakota and USC. North Dakota beat USC 22-13. Roll Tide. Alabama, Crimson Tide, beat Auburn 49-0. UGA beat Georgia Tech 42-10. Florida Gators beat FSU 37-26. Oregon beat Oregon State 48-24. LSU over Arkansas 20-13. Stanford over UCLA 35-17. Texas A&M over Mississippi, 59-29. Sacramento over Clemson, 27-17. Oklahoma State over Oklahoma Sooners, 51-48. Nebraska over Iowa, 13-7. TCU over Texas, 20-13. Rutgers over Pittsburgh over Rutgers, 27-6. Buckeye Pride, 26 over Michigan Wolverines, 21. Connecticut University over Louisville, 23-20. Kent over Ohio University, 28-6. ASU over Arizona, 41-34. Washington State over Washington University, 31-28. In football, NCAA news, Auburn University fired head coach Gene Shitnick, after an embarrassing loss to Crimson Tide, Alabama, resulting in a 49-0 loss. Auburn University finishes the season with a 3-9, which is really not good because if you follow NCAA, Auburn University is one of the best college NCAA teams out there. So for them to finish with a 3-9 record, it really is just embarrassing. It's really crazy. North Carolina State fires football coach Tim O'Brien after 6 losing seasons. Notre Dame prepares for their very first appearance at the BCS Championship Bowl for the first time in school history. Notre Dame is holding the number one title. Ohio State finishes Michigan with a perfect season. So, shout out to the Buckeyes is definitely in order because I am a very, very, very big Buckeye fan. We're going to jump into some NCAA basketball scores. Oklahoma State finishes Prairie View State 81-58. Mississippi University finishes Syracuse 87-63. Colgate finishes UConn 51-10. And those are the NCAA basketball scores for the day. I really wish my co-host was here because I love to gloat. I think that he has a lot of team gear to purchase. And I really hope that you guys really get on him. I hope that you guys really let him know that you lost and she won, and you have to get out there, go put on your Old State gear as well as your Bengals gear and act like you're in love. So I really hope that once he comes back from his hiatus that you all tweet him, you call him, you text him, whatever it is that you have to do to let him know that he lost and that he should have to do what it is that he said that he was going to do. So I really hope that he, wherever he is, that he, like I said, purchasing his gear and that, you know, he gets all this stuff together. But that is all that I have today for In the Locker Room. I hope that everybody enjoys my show. I really do miss my co-host. I wish he was here so we could argue, but he's not. So, yes. Miss P.
All right. Yes, Diva, you did a beautiful job. I mean, I was more in tune to this than ever, to be honest with you. Because, you know, I'm so used to you guys cracking up and having a good time, and I'm laughing with you that I really don't pay attention to the sports that much. I'll wait for the next blow. But this is really, really good, and I thank you for holding it down for us, as always. Like I said, a diva will be a diva, so thank you so much, Diva, for being that diva, holding down the Intune show.
No problem.
Have a good day, beautiful.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, guys, so that was Diva J with Diva Got the J on Gossip, and that was Diva J in the locker room holding it down like divas do once again. I want to give a shout-out to everyone who tuned in today to the show. If it's your first time, I hope it's not your last. Again, as Diva let you guys know, Altitude will not be back until sometime in January. And to let you guys know, the intern show will be also taking a few weeks off, but I'll have all that to you guys by the end of the week. Also want to put out there that Monday coming is Phoenix Star 9's birthday. So for all those who are in tune with Phoenix, you definitely want to make sure that you are in tune at 12 midnight to tell her happy birthday, because for those that do know her knows that she's a lover to all, and she's committed, and she's just on it for everybody. People she's never met, she treats like she, you know, you grew up with her. So definitely take the time. And even if you don't know her, take the time to get to know her. She's an amazing person. She's full of amazing resources. And I just cherish our friendship and wish for a billion more years to be added to that birthday. So, again, I want to give a shout-out to John McMahon for coming on and sharing his story on Gospel Sunday. A shout-out to Lyrix for, you know, her first gospel show. And, you know, it's only going to get better from here. Shout-out to Diva J for holding it down once again. And shout-out to Altitude. We do miss you and look forward to January 6th when he will be returning. For all those who are not, you know, missed the Teens In Tune segment with Sienna J, Kajuji, Danny, and Abby, make sure you go on to our demand link, and I just tweeted it for you guys, so you can definitely check it out. I mean, these teens are really on it, and they're busting their behinds to really bring forth something that we, for those who are parents or those who are sisters, brothers, whatever, we don't have that line of communication, because for somewhere along the line, I feel like we have lost a grasp on our teens on some level, and I think that we need to start reaching out and trying to embrace them and listening to the things that they have to say. When crazy things happen with our teens, and that's the first we'll say, well, I didn't know this and I didn't know that. And the reason why we are guilty of not knowing is because we're not taking the time to embrace. So definitely check out our teen segment. I didn't get a chance to check the date, but I definitely think the next one is December 7th or 8th. Again, you can check our website at www.theintuneshow.com. Follow Teens In Tune. Follow Sienna J. Follow the whole entire In Tune Show family. You can reference all of us and our apps, and if you want to contact any of us, you can do so by visiting the website and finding all the information you need there. I'm going to let you guys go. You have a great Sunday, and I will see you guys later. Until then, I want you guys to just stay in tune and also take a moment to reflect on what Diva J just put out there, that this amazing boxer lost his life just hanging out in the car. He got shot in his head, and, you know, he's no longer here. So anything crazy at any time can happen to any one of us. So just keep in mind that life is short. Love while you can. Embrace while you can. Smile when you can. And although things get crazy, even when it gets crazy for myself, it's hard to keep in mind like there's that you're still breathing and that you're still walking and you still have all your functions. So definitely, definitely try to keep that in your hindsight of things when things get crazy. And if it's too crazy, then drop on your knees, because my prayers are always answered. Until next time, guys, stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's tune in. Let's count it down from 10. I made 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let this show begin. With a pretty light skin, people name this piece. Don't they cheat it off the meter? Just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC. Rep that ratchet third, TV on that other level, nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard, then tune in. Blogspotradio.com, let's begin. Any topic, y'all ain't gone, spark the conversation. Every show is all love, ain't no room for